Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Why would a world-renowned opera tenor choose to live in Hawaii? Kip Wilborn, he's enjoyed a career that has flourished in both North America and Europe. As leading tenor, he has performed in opera houses, including San Francisco Opera, Opera Nacional de Paris, New York City Opera, Trieste's Teatro Giuseppe Verdi, Berlin's Theater des Westerns, and Dublin Grand Opera. But he's in Hawaii today, and he's in studio with us, sharing heart-to-heart of what God has done in his life. Do you know that God is today eager, yearning, dear friend, to move, to work, to touch your life? Do you know that God loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins? That Christ shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, yes. And 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. And no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter how down things might be or how challenging life may seem at this moment, your disappointments, your failures, your discouragements, if you would just turn to Christ just as you are, he will welcome you in, embrace you with his loving arms. Would you turn to Jesus, dear one? Would you open your heart to him? That's our hope. That's our prayer. Yes, today. Kip Wilborn's roles, well, they've included Cavaradossi in Tosca by Puccini, Pinkerton in Madama Butterfly, also Puccini, Calaf in Turandot, Puccini, Peleas in Peleas e Melisande by Debussy, Don José in Carmen by Bizet, Turandu in Cavalleria Rusticana by Mascagni, and Sigmund in Die Walküre by Wagner. He's a realtor today with Locations Hawaii. He's married to Jan. Kip, welcome to our show.
Thank you. You did pretty well, by the way.
Mike,
you've prepped me well. You've prepped me well, Kip Wilborn. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a small city in the middle of the desert of West Texas called Odessa.
Well, in the middle of the desert, and you say Odessa, anybody who watches television or loves movies, well, that'll ring in their ears because they'll think of Friday Night Lights. That's football country, isn't
that's
it?
That's football country, absolutely.
What was it like growing up there in Odessa?
Actually, Odessa was a great place to grow up because I think one of the benefits of being out there in the middle of nowhere, then whatever is done in that culture was excellence was really, really valued. So whether it was the football team or other sports or the orchestra or the piano program or the vocal program, choir, whatever, they were always really at the top competing across the state.
Now, Odessa, would this be Midland?
Midland, area? Odessa. Midland, Odessa, often are referred to as one.
One.
And at the height of the oil boom in the late 70s and 80s, it was almost one. They stretched, really touched each other, but it's mostly industrial between the two of them.
Okay. Now, are there many Methodists in that area? Is Methodism?
I think so, but I think probably Southern Baptist were the dominant.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
It's part of the Bible Belt?
Oh, absolutely.
The Western end?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's, I think George W. Bush spent many years growing up there in Midland.
In Midland, yeah, the Bush family, yeah.
Oh. What was it like for you growing up there?
You know, our household, our whole social being, everything that we did kind of revolved around our church. So I was brought up right in the middle of a Southern Baptist family and Southern Baptist church. And that was really great. It gave me great underpinning and, you know, the train up a child in the way he should go and he will not depart from it. I am testimony to that because I did everything I possibly could to depart from it and I'm back. So I am definitely, I mean, it's the anchor for my life now. Growing up there, you know, oftentimes, even at Christmas time, if the high school was in the playoffs, Christmas decorations were black and white, and the theme was Permian Panthers. So it was, you know, big football country, like you said. And also just, it was a great culture because people cared about people. And that also became a very strong part of my character today.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Without a doubt, my father. I can't say that from about junior high on we were close. In fact, we really weren't. But he was a man who, although I didn't agree with him on many things, he lived what he believed. And he didn't waver from that, even when it was difficult and when he felt like it hurt him career-wise or whatever. He stuck to it, and that was a huge example to me. I didn't know how much until later in my life. But in that home that was very, very strict and very Southern Baptist, there was never, ever a question that I was loved or that Christ was the most important thing. So my father, because he taught me that.
How did you become a Christian?
You know, it was almost like it just would happen in that environment. When I was about 6 years old, I started really asking a lot of questions about, you know, what does the whole story of Christ and of the atonement mean? Probably not in those terms, but. And then my mom and my dad both started talking to me and explaining to me repeatedly in detail. And then at one point, I got up one Saturday morning and I said, I think I want to ask Jesus in my heart. And I remember that very clearly. My mom and I were laying on the sofa in the living room. And so that's when it was.
And how old were you then, Kip?
I think I was about 7 at that point. So it was very early. But you have to remember, I mean, from the time I could talk, it was Sunday school in the old sense that we were there every Sunday. And there was a Bible verse you had to memorize for every Sunday. And I was just steeped in the Word and steeped in and the love of Christ. I was so fortunate in that respect.
How did your parents discover that Kip Wilborn, our son, has a special, special gift?
I think ultimately my father was the one who drove that. However, my mom tells a story of when I was really small, I wouldn't let her read to me when it came time to go to bed. We would put a record on the phonograph and we walk around the room in rhythm to the music. And so this was from the time I was just, you know, able to walk. And so obviously there was a connection from the very beginning.
Do we need to explain phonograph or are we okay?
You know those vinyl disc things?
I'm sorry.
You're younger than us, Danny.
Well,
so.
That's very gracious of you, Kip. What is a phonograph?
So there was that connection from the beginning. And then my parents were, I was fortunate enough to be able to start piano lessons at 5. And I studied real seriously through, all the way through high school.
Well, you, as the leading man in all these operas, what has been your favorite character?
Oh, I'm going to offend all my opera fans out there because I'm going to go to a music theater character. And And it's mainly because of the story of redemption. Mm. I mean, it is the story of God's grace. And that's Jean Valjean in Les Miserables. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough to play that character, it's been 5 years ago, I think, 4 or 5 years ago in a production here in Hawaii. And that was by far my favorite because of the story. Aside from that, Otello in the opera Otello by Verdi. Yeah.
Why?
Well, as an operatic tenor, that is the pinnacle. That's kind of the mountain. As a dramatic Italian tenor, it absolutely is the ultimate. And I never thought I would get to sing it. And I had a music director in Germany approach me and said, "Do you think you can sing Otello?" Well, I said, I never thought about it, really. And he said, "Well, we're going to do it next year, and I want you to do it." And I found a role that, for me personally, it just fit the good things and the strengths of my voice. And it didn't exploit any of the weaknesses. So that was a great thing. Actually, this is from Otello. This is from a performance in Vienna.
Kip Wilborn, opera tenor singing in Otello. When we come back from our break, wow, there's more to come. I mean, this is just the first segment. We're just getting warmed up here. The way that a story unfolds in an opera is quite mesmerizing when you think about the genius of the writers and the composers. But there is one who gives the gifts, who instills the genius into the geniuses and enables them to come up with creations that amaze. He works in lives like Kip Wilborn. Dear friend, he works in your life. His arms are open wide. You can experience what it means to have a relationship with the God of all creation, the one who creates and dispenses the marvelous gifts that he gives to those whom he loves and knows. And that's you, dear friend. When we come back, more from Kip Wilborn. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
On the concert stage, he's performed as a soloist and with various orchestras, including the Baltimore Symphony, American Symphony Orchestra, Utah Symphony, Moravian Philharmonic Orchestra, Russian Philharmonic Orchestra. I'm talking about Kip Wilborn. He's in studio with us today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer and our guest today, Kip Wilborn. You can find out more about this program. You can get this program in its entirety. Maybe you're tuning in right now or caught the tail end of the last segment and you heard him singing. You can hear this in its entirety for free as a gift at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about Kip, kipwilborn.com. Kip, your parents noticed the gift. They cultivated the gift. You, out of Odessa, Texas, traveled the world. And God has used you in this incredible, I would say, genre, or this incredible theme. How would you, as you think about your life, looking back, thematically, what would you title that?
The Prodigal Son.
Really?
Yeah, because I grew up, you know, as I told you, in a very strong Christian home. And there came a point shortly after I'd moved to Kansas City to be in the conservatory there, that relationship I was in came apart in a very, very bad way. And at the end of that, my view of the world was, you know, if there is a God, then, you know, I don't want anything to do with him because he allowed this in my life. And so from that point on, for about the next, I think it's about 8 years, my view of the world was as an agnostic, and very, very much a humanist, and in every way, and just we were just a collision of atoms, and that's where I was, and I moved to New York in 1988 to be artist in resident at Manhattan School of Music. And also to study there and to make that my base for my career. And while I was there, a wonderful woman who I owe so much to was my pianist for my voice lessons. And over time, she kept saying, hey, why don't you come over and go to church with us? I said, yeah, Lorraine, I'm not, you know, that's not my thing, you know that. But then she said, so she and her husband were the directors of worship or the head of music for this little church. And she said, well, would you come and sing? And I said, it's not my thing. She said, I'll pay you. And I said, when do I get there? And I went to this, it was a little Seventh-day Adventist church on the east side of Manhattan. And it was full to overflowing. There were people standing along the walls. And I thought, well, this is interesting. I sang my song, I sat down, and I started listening to a preacher, but more of a teacher, I think, talk unapologetically about the gospel and unapologetically about sin, but not in a harsh way, just saying, don't get mad at me, it's what the scripture says. And that was Tim Keller. And that began my road back, because it wasn't affected by politics. It wasn't affected by being, you know, palatable or PC. It was just, here's the truth, and now you have to deal with it. And so that began my road back. And then God has used me in just in amazing ways, and has intervened in my life in so many places since then. We talked about earlier that my wife, meeting my wife, that was, yeah, wow, God's hands.
Well, take us there.
All right. So I was doing an engagement of another Puccini, by the way, which I know you like very much, of Puccini's 3-1 acts here in Honolulu. And while I was there, they always have an evening. It's not the same as it used to be, but Meet the Stars. And this was a formal dinner at the Bankers Club downtown in Hawaii, in Honolulu. And a friend of my wife's, who was on the board, said, hey, would you come with me? My husband said, there's no way I'm going to see 3 operas in one night, because it was a 3-1 act. And so she talked my wife into going, because my wife was not an opera fan. She didn't have any idea. And it ended up that we were sitting next to each other at dinner, and we began to talk. And so at the end of dinner, I said, I'd like to see you again. And as she tells the story, she thought, yeah, right. He does this in every city. And fortunately, that was not the case. The unlikelihood of me coming to this island in the middle of the Pacific when most of my work was in Europe, and then for her to be at an opera event, it's just crazy. There's just no explanation other than God put the two of us together that night. And I was so fortunate through the next year of our courtship, which was mostly long distance, but we also met in many different cities, was to lead her to Christ. Because her life was, you know how Paul talks about, I know you guys are good people, mm-hmm. because I can tell by the things you do. Mm-hmm. You don't know Jesus, but we know that there's something innate. That was Jan. And her life exemplified Christ in a way that I've rarely seen. And as I talked to her about the gospel, I talked to her about Jesus, and as we looked at the whole story through the Old Testament, it began to answer questions for her. Why is my life this way? One of the questions I asked, she was talking about giving back to the community, and I said, why? She said, well, that's what you do. I said, but why? It's because if there's no God, then, hey, nature's red in tooth and claw. You know, it's just eat and be eaten. But with the grace of God, it started making sense. This innate urge she had to help and to give. So that was just the most amazing thing probably in my whole life.
Mm-hmm. And that you were seated next to each other.
Hey, the seating chart was easy for God. That was the easy part.
Oh, I love it.
You talk about church. You talk about your eyes well up. You see the goodness in Jan. But your eyes well up. Why does that? Does that have any connection with the disparity between the way Christians live and sometimes how people that have not yet come to Christ may reflect Christ seemingly better than others?
Yes, sadly, sadly, yes. The place that I had come to when I decided I no longer believed in God, I didn't tell you about this. It was preceded by a time where I was music and youth minister at a church in Houston. And the things that I saw there within other ministers were so shocking and appalling to me. I was a little bit jaded at that point. And then what happened after I moved to Kansas City just pushed me over the edge. And to see her and how she was living in such a Christ-like manner, and then comparing it to where I'd come from and what I had seen so often, now makes me very, very sad, because I know it's still that way. And I don't mean to be critical of my brothers and sisters in Christ, because we're all flawed. Mm-hmm. And I've messed up several times this morning already. So, but it's just that it's a journey, and we're all trying to get there. But go ahead.
Jean Valjean in Les Miserables. How does this, your favorite character, mm-hmm. and of course, Otello is there too, but because of the redemption, mm-hmm. how does that meaning or that message of redemption interplay with the quagmire that we find in the blurriness that we shouldn't be seeing, but the reality is that there it is. Sometimes is there a difference between the way a person that doesn't even know Christ compared to someone that professes to know him? How does that theme of redemption relate to this?
Well, I mean, Valjean, in a sense, I feel such a kinship with him.
Because, maybe a little, just a snapshot background of that, of his character.
Yeah,
and his
yeah. story. So to give you as quickly as I can do this, he was a man whose family was starving. And he broke a window, stole a loaf of bread off of a window sill, and he got arrested. And then he did 20 years in the penitentiary. And then he was released. And after he was released, at that point, you know, he feels like, okay, now I'm entitled. I was unjustly put in prison for just trying to feed my family. And now I'm entitled to steal. I'm entitled to do whatever. The world, society owes me. And in the midst of this, when he's being pursued by the, if you go back to the Hugo novel, he's being pursued by the police, and he seeks refuge with the bishop. And then this is a big scene, my favorite scene in the opera, in the musical. After the bishop feeds him and everything, puts him up, and after he goes to bed, Valjean grabs the silver and starts to leave. And he leaves the house, and he's caught by the police. They bring him back to the bishop, who has every right to say, you stole from me. And when he's accused by the police officers, the bishop says, oh, well, no, of course not. Here, you forgot these. And he grabs the big silver candlesticks and says, here. At that point, Valjean is left with himself. And it's very much like what C.S. Lewis says about, you know, you can call Jesus a lunatic, you can call him a very evil person because of the things he said, or he has to be God. Those are your only three choices. And that's where he was. Because he had to wrestle with the fact that somebody gave him grace when he didn't deserve it. And he chooses to accept the grace and to change his life and make his life about helping others. And the parallel to that is Javert, who also gets grace. He can't handle it, and then he commits suicide. Mm. But yeah, so that and oh, my favorite part of the musical at the end of every night. I'm sorry, I know I'm taking your time here.
It's your time. Please continue.
At the end of the night, one of the coolest things I ever got to do on stage, Valjean dies at the end of the night, but then he's brought over to heaven. As an actor, to allow yourself to go there, mm-hmm. to that moment we all will experience when it's everything that was bad is made untrue. Mm-hmm. When all this, you know, you're just in God's, I don't know, in His heaven, in His light, in His warmth, in His love. So,
yes,
last scene of the musical was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't you glad I brought Kleenex?
I feel that in this world, that in our lives, well, even Javert can't handle it. But we need grace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we need grace. And somehow, in some way, and I'm one, sometimes I want to be the policeman of the dispensing of grace. Mm. And somehow God, and if he were to turn the turned the video camera back on myself, I would not be as critical of his dispensing of grace. Perhaps somehow in the midst of our own hypocrisy, or the hypocrisy that we see in others, we need grace, more grace. And does there ever come to a point, I wonder, Kip, Suzanne, if too much grace can be given? I don't know. I don't know if there's a direct answer for that. Because when we're on one side and we need it, we want it to be everlasting. And somehow in the irony of it all.
May I just share, you know me and my acronyms. So for our listeners, for me, and it's not mine, I learned it, grace is God's riches at Christ's expense.
And what an expense and what a sacrifice. And that's why, dear friend, today, Kip, Suzanne, and I, we together, we link arms, we hold hands, and we resonate together, if we could, in an operatic voice, like our dear brother, and we say, grace to you. Grace to you, my friend. However bad it's been, whatever you've done, whatever you've been involved in, however shameful it might seem, you'd never tell it to anyone, no. But God knows. And grace to you, in the name of Jesus Christ. He who loves you so much died in your place. Oh, that's the power of the gospel, that we just can't earn it. We can't do good enough for it. Just receive it. Receive the grace of God in Christ today. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
None shall sleep, none shall sleep, not even you, O princess, in your cold bedroom watching the stars that tremble with love and with hope. It's a song. It's a song that from the opera by Puccini. It's sung by Kip Wilborn. It's a song, Nessun Dorma. And here is Kip Wilborn. Vincero. I will win. I will win. The song sung in Nessun Dorma, the name of the song, by Puccini, sung by Calaf, the character. Give us the background. Why such passion? I will win. I will win. What's at stake?
In his head. As an opera, you know, you have love, betrayal, blood, death, mm-hmm. you know, those great themes. In this particular character is a Persian prince who's come to the mythical Asian kingdom that Princess Turandot is the king's daughter, and prince, very very many suitors have come, but their heads are all on pikes on the edge of the city. Because they have not been able to answer the riddles that the princess gives them. And so he's gone through the riddles with her, and he's won at this point. And then he says, okay, and she's like distraught. She says, no, you can't touch me. No, daddy, help. And Kalaf steps up and says, no, princess, you answer one riddle from me, and then I'll die. And it's, what's my name? And then this is the beginning of the last act, and he comes out and he sings, no one will sleep tonight because they're looking for my name. And princess, you're looking for it, but when the sun comes up in the morning, I'll win. And that's exactly where the aria is. At the end of the day, he does. Win.
Win. When you sing these arias, what do you feel?
You know, and it's an interesting thing you ask me that now, because now that I'm not traveling pretty much about 10 months of the year singing, now that I'm here in Hawaii and singing I do out of joy, I have a whole different perspective on it because it's no longer my all-the-time profession. And so the other night I was feeling kind of down. It had been a tough day, and my wife said to me, said, well, what makes you happy? I said, singing. She said, well, go in the living room and sing then. And it is what I do. It's a visceral experience that is that most people don't understand with operatic singing. It's you versus the orchestra. There's no miking. Mm. You sing over the orchestra. Because I mean, think when all this originated, there were no amplification. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you may have 130 pieces in the pit, and you have to be able to be heard over that. So that kind of singing is very athletic, and it's a experience to be right there. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is when you're standing in front of the soprano and you're singing a duet together, and you're like going at it. Both, that's quite an experience. Mm. So that's it. And then of course the text. You know, you have great texts. Some texts not so good, but to take the meaning of the text and the emotion that underlies it and let that ride on that music, it's just amazing. Like in the end of Nessun Dorma, he sings Vincerò, Vincerò, Vincerò. And, you know, I will win, I will win, I will win. And it's great, and the orchestra swells underneath you. It's awesome.
Mm. Will you be back in October? I think, how do we get tickets?
Oh, okay, so... speaking of that, Hawaii Opera Theater has asked me to come out of semi-retirement and sing one of the roles that I really loved singing and sang many, many times, is Don Jose in Carmen. So that will be in October at Hawaii Opera Theater.
Why do you like that role so much?
He, as an actor, he has quite a journey. So he starts out as somebody who's trying to get his act back together, and now he's gone into the military to do this. And he is seduced by this gypsy. And through the course of the evening, it's basically it's his personal demise. He decays personally through the whole evening. So the music's great too. In fact, it's more produced than any other opera in the world. And so everybody knows tunes from it. They just don't know they know tunes from it. Mm. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. Great singing. I mean, great music to sing. But also, it's for an actor, it's quite a journey.
In the journey, as an actor,
mm-hmm.
How has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
You know, we were talking in the last segment about grace. He didn't give up on me. And in the end of the segment, your message to the listeners was that no matter what you've done, and that's it, God never gives up. We may, but he doesn't give up. And the door is always open. It was like the prodigal son. It didn't matter what he had done. His father said, hey, get a robe, get a ring, kill the fatted calf, let's have a party. He's back. And that's where Jesus stands with us. He's always there. His arms are always open. And it doesn't matter how many times, thank goodness, because in a few days I may need that again. I don't know. It doesn't matter how many times. And sometimes in my prayer I'll say, okay, yeah, I did that same thing again. It doesn't matter. Because the gospel is not what Jesus can do for us. It's what he has already done. It's not a future tense. It's past. It's done. The atonement's done. The battle's over. It's just whether or not we allow it in our lives and whether or not we will accept it. So,
Suzanne, Kip, I wonder if today someone's tired, someone's tired, they're weary. They say, Kip Wilborn, hey, brother, I've been trying. I've been trying to do it right, to do the right thing. I'm tired of reversion. I keep going back, and I got to start over again. Sometimes I last a week. Sometimes I last a month. Sometimes I last a day. But I always start over again. I just can't seem to get there. I can't get my life in order. So, Kip, you talk about grace. What does that mean when someone's tired and they keep trying and trying? What message would you say as you've experienced the grace of God?
If you can accept it, if you can accept this message, the message I'd like to give is that it doesn't matter whether you failed again. The love is still there. And Jesus says, you know, come to me and take my yoke with you. Let me share the burden, because with me the burden is light. And you know, it's hard in practical terms, because there are some people that are out there hurting, and it's not just because they feel bad. It's because life is really, really beating them up. And I go back to what Paul said about, you know, we're hard-pressed and crushed on all sides, but we will ultimately be victorious. And I would look to so many of the old spirituals talk about, hey, this is not my home, only passing through. And in someday, in God's heaven, all these bad things will be made untrue. And we just live in his love.
When we come back, we'll continue talking with Kip Wilborn. We'll continue talking about grace. Hey, by the way, you know, he made reference to that scripture in the book of Luke. It talks about the prodigal son. Jesus tells that story. You know, what really touches me about that story, Kip, Suzanne, dear one, as we're together today, is not only does the father, he doesn't only kill the fatted calf, he doesn't create this big party. What the father does is he, as soon as he sees the boy coming, he recognizes that it's him. He cannot sit and pretend like he is, well, he's a wealthy man, you know, he's got means. He can't contain himself. It's just the fact that his son is coming home. And the scripture says, Jesus says, he gets up. He runs to the boy. Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine in your lowest moment, you come to your senses and you say, hey, life is so much better by me being in my father's home instead of doing it my own way. Look what it's gotten me. Look where I've ended up. You say, I'm going to go back. I'm just going to go back as a servant. You go back, father's racing after you. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Kip Wilborn's oratorio repertoire includes Mozart's Requiem, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and Mass in C, Handel's Messiah, Mendelssohn's St. Paul, and Verdi's Requiem. He is also a certified scuba diver. Mm-hmm. Imagine that, being on the pinnacle of operatic Italian singing with Otello, and yet going into the depths of the Pacific Ocean as a scuba diver. Kip Wilborn, you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Thank you for joining us today. It's a joy. It's a blessing to be here with you. You know, in this these moments together, we just rejoice in the Lord Jesus that we can share in this moment with you, dear friend. Kip, what's it like with all that you're involved in, or real estate, performing, husband, father, scuba diving? How did you get into scuba diving?
I was in the cast of Showboat, Hal Prince's production of Showboat, and we were opening the Ford Center in Vancouver, British Columbia. We were there for 9 months. And as I was there, I was a diver at that time. I really loved it, and nobody in the cast was a diver. And I needed dive buddies. So I became an instructor. I went through my training, became an instructor while I was there so that I could train other members of the cast. And so that's how that began, and that is 19 years ago.
And that was British Columbia, so I am hoping it was in a heated swimming pool.
At times. But that's actually an amazing ecosystem to dive in up there.
Really?
It is. It's cold water diving, but it's an amazing, amazing place.
What's your favorite scripture verse?
You know, it's part of a scripture verse, but it's something I kind of alluded to earlier. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Mm. What that says to me is it's not up to me. I don't have to live up. I don't have to be good enough, because Jesus is knocking and he's there pursuing me.
In our closing moments, Kip, someone today might be saying, I want to open the door of my heart. I'm ready right now. Kip Wilborn, can you lead that dear one in a prayer? We've got about 2 minutes. If you can lead them now.
Sure. Sure. If you're ready for this, then just pray with me. Say, dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I've done things wrong. But at this moment, I want your help. I want to get it right. And you promised that if I asked, if I opened the door, that you would come into my heart, that you would abide there, you would be there forever, and then I would be your child, your father's child, and spend eternity with you in heaven. Mm-hmm. And that all these things that I've done wrong, mm-hmm. that because of your death on the cross, it all doesn't matter. It's all done. It's past. and we start new from this moment forward. Jesus, come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 My friend, if that's you, that's you today, email me, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. I'd love to hear from you. I've got many friends, very dear friends, who are pastors and leaders here in the islands and across the country that I could connect you to. You might be listening to this online through our podcast. Someone might have sent this to you, and somehow, in God's amazing grace, your heart has been touched. Your heart has been moved. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. Kip has gone through. Suzanne, we're all in it together, and we're walking with the Lord has been the greatest joy of our life. And you know, the marvel of it all is Jesus not with us just on in the good times when things are smooth, but even in the rough moments. Yes, and this is a new beginning in Jesus Christ. Kip Wilborn, thank you so much for being with us today. And
it's my blessing. Thank you. I'm the one who's blessed here.
What a joy.
What a joy, indeed. I hope, dear friend, that you were touched. I believe you were, from the story of Kip Wilborn. You can find out more about him at kipwilborn.com. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you still haven't, I think this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Thank you in advance. Psalm 97, verse 10, let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Kip Wilborn. Again, find out more at kipwilborn.com. Till next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.